and he's got knows a little bit more. Billy Joe's a good, you know, he's a good fighter, he's a talent, but I just think he's a little short of the class of Andy Lee. I mean, you know, it's one of those fights which you know, anybody could win because he's a lot younger, Billy Joe. But I think Lee is a lot more solid a fighter. Mm-hmm. Over a long period of time, and then winning the world title's obviously given a great deal of confidence the way he won it,
yeah,
as well. I think he just have a bit too much.
You don't think he relies too heavily on that one punch power that he has there?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, that you know, he's got to get his jab working. And but I think, you know, going with Adam Booth will give him a new lease of life a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And win the world title. So I think he's just got a bit more.
Yeah. Do you think he will knock him out or?
No, I think it'll be a point. I think it'll be a point affair. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he'll have to use everything he's got. Billy Joe's he's tough.
Yeah.
He's tough, good boxer, decent work rate. But, you know, we saw against Chris Eubank Jr. in the later rounds how he started to tire and started to get hard. Where Andy's a big middleweight.
Yeah.
And I think he might just have a little bit too much knowledge, you know, all them years under Emmanuel Stewart. I think, you know, he learned an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he got the world title at the right time. And I think he'd have a good defence.
Yeah.